Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Seven and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:46 now. Three big things. Funeral service for a woman killed in violent protest in Charlottesville.
Two.
One man dead after motorcycle crash in West Wichita.
One.
Some damage reported after thunderstorms rumble across south central Kansas. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
So far this morning in Wichita, traffic moving right along out there. We're starting to see some heavier traffic here on the roadways in Wichita. The gasoline prices still unsettled, but all coming down a little bit. At the high end, I'm seeing about $2.13 a gallon, but I've also seen several places this morning right around $2.09 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 88 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 68. Friday, mostly sunny with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 90. Now partly cloudy, 64 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Hatman Jack's has a great selection of summer hats still available. Mention you heard this ad on Steve and Ted and receive 25% off any straw hat through August 19th. Hatman Jack, 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. 6:47 now here on a Thursday morning. And the Associated Press has found that the Thai family that co-owns Red Bull, the world's leading energy drink, used offshore companies to cloak purchases of aircraft and luxury properties. Really?
Really?
The firms were revealed after a member of the family fled to avoid hit-and-run charges. Well, a nice group here, owning Red Bull.
Barbados gives you wings.
Mm. Offshore companies are not illegal, but agents for the family were twice warned that they were not complying with money laundering rules. I don't drink Red Bull. I never have. I've never tried it. Anybody here tried it? Red Bull? Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, who will drink anything.
I've only had it a couple times and with vodka. I'm sorry. Ooh, you got a stimulant and a depressant in a glass.
I mean,
you got them both.
You're out in the woods of Missouri. They got something in a jar. Don will drink it, right?
Okay. Maybe.
Don Grant, CFP. Your money may go much further in some places than others after you retire.
Where do you plan to retire? Caring.com ranked all 50 states, and here's what they found.
Utah and Iowa are numbers 1 and 2.
Vice President Tim Sullivan.
They got there by a really nice combination of the quality of the senior care services and resources that are available and the cost of those senior care resources.
South Carolina came in third, getting high marks for affordability, while Sullivan says Washington State came in fourth with the nation's best quality senior services overall. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
U.S. stocks rose slightly Wednesday as Urban Outfitters and Target helped retailers rally. That was enough to cancel out more losses for energy companies. Standard & Poor's 500 Index picked up 3 points. The Dow added 25, the Nasdaq gained 12. A growing number of business owners without legal residency in the United States are scrambling to get their affairs in order amid a crackdown on illegal immigration under President Trump. As many as 10% of the 11 million or so immigrants in the country illegally own such businesses by some estimates.
Hmm.
Many are selling their enterprises, transferring them to relatives, or closing down to avoid a total loss if they are deported. That's an interesting figure. 10% of the 11 million immigrants in the country are business owners.
Yeah.
Hyundai Motor says its new hydrogen fuel cell vehicle will travel more than 360 miles between Phillips,
South Korean company says its second-generation fuel cell SUV will be launched early next year. So hydrogen.
But what do you fill it up with?
With hydrogen. Apparently, there are not many stations where you can get this. That's why it's not.
Well, but isn't it produced by electricity and water, essentially?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm sure there's a hydrogen station near you.
Really? No? I'll have to ask the neighbors. Maybe somebody knows something.
Why? It's so easy to make. Don't you remember science class?
No.
Okay, never mind.
International, I just remember that a potato can conduct electricity.
You can make a battery out of
Steve's
a potato.
Steve's house is entirely powered by potatoes.
Yeah, we've got potatoes.
Gosh.
He's at the forefront of that. He bought that potato technology.
So he's got no electricity. He's got just methane gas in there. Potatoes and cabbage. Yeah.
So when Steve goes off the grid, the place smells like starch.
Oh, man.
Really nice.
Well, you may joke about that, but we're never at a loss for something to eat on Saturday night. A baked, sautéed, whatever. Yeah, Spud Power. Why don't we do that? Why don't you be a tater car? Huh?
That's an idea.
The tatermobile. Just powered by one potato.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
From 0 to 60 in 3 days.
You run out, all you need to do is find a Freddy's.
All right.
You know?
All right. Okay, I have some serious stuff here, but I think it'll wait.
Have serious stuff?
It's some serious information.
Wow.
But, Don's information is serious, too.
Yeah, this
is
serious.
We'll see.
Yeah, 401k automatic enrollment is working. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Take it away.
Wipe that smile off your face.
Oh, wipe. Well,
the statistics are easy to find. Data from the National Institute on Retirement Security reveals that 40 million American households have no retirement savings at all.
How much?
40 million American households. Now, that contributes to an estimated savings deficit of $4.3 trillion.
Ooh.
The Federal Reserve Fund found the median retirement account value among those who have retirement accounts is slightly more than $60,000. That the mean balance is $201,000. So I don't want to get into the whole average and mean and all
that, but
you can remember that from your math classes. Keep in mind that a retired couple's medical costs for life, according to Nationwide Insurance Estimate, is about $200,000. So if the mean balance is $201,000, oops. The good news is that more workers in the millennial generation are investing in retirement than Gen Xers or baby boomers. A study from Bank of America shows that 82% of millennials invest in retirement accounts. 77% of Gen Xers workers and 75% of baby boomers have retirement accounts. But why? The 2006 Pension Protection Act allowed employers to automatically enroll their qualified workers into company retirement plans. That means when an employee hits eligibility thresholds, an employer can automatically enroll that person with a minimum percentage of their income going into the plan. In year one, it can be 3% of income, which moves up one percentage point each year till it tops at 6% in year four of participation. Employees are allowed to automatically invest in certain investments that are considered appropriate for the employee's age and risk tolerance. A participant can opt out of the plan, of course, at any time. Unfortunately, many millennials contribute less per paycheck than those who opted in initially. But the good thing is they're doing it much younger with at least some percentage. But something, of course, is better than nothing. And, of course, if you have any questions about this or your retirement savings, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
I got to say, our 401k here that I have has been working quite well.
Good.
I probably need to change the distribution of it.
The allocation?
The allocation, because I've got way too much in stocks and not enough in bonds. But as long as it's cooking along here, I'm feeling pretty good about it.
You should.
Stock market
good
doing
for
well.
You. It's working.
National Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Well, shouldn't that be Halloween?
Yeah, it's just, they say if a black cat crosses your path, it's bad luck. That's happened to me a couple times on the way to work over the years. We had a black cat at our house. I can't remember the cat's name. It was one of
Felix.
Could have been. My daughter kept bringing home cats when she was at my house, almost every week, it seems. Then they'd have to get the cat litter and then, the food and going to the vet and all that. And then, of course, I was the one who did all that. But we did have a black cat. I can't remember the cat's name.
Ted, you ever had a black cat, Ted?
Yes, I had I just lost a black cat.
Really?
Back in December.
Did it ever cross your path?
Yeah,
awesome. There you go.
I love black kitties.
They are.
They're sweet.
They're special.
And they don't get adopted as much as other kitties do. Because,
well, why?
Well, because I think because of their color and they kind of blend in. People see a tabby and they get excited.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes people try to put a little red scarf on. And same with black dogs, too. Put a little scarf on them to make them stand out a little
bit. You said that that the black cats are sweet.
Yeah, I think they are.
How are they any sweeter than any other cat?
I think black kitties are sweet.
He knows about cat personality.
Okay.
Yeah. Ted's very sensitive about cat personality.
Yeah, it's going to make me sneeze here in a minute.
Short hair. I always have short hair cats. How about it, Ted? Short hair, long hair?
I like both.
Okay.
I like the sphinxes.
The sphinx?
Yeah, skin cats.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you would. All right. Thank you, Don, on National Black Cat Appreciation Day. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A look at all today's news, including some damage reported after thunderstorms hit south central Kansas. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.